Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey.
Enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit.
Damn it! That goal regulation size of what?
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country will stop working on some Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the biscuit podcast.
Hey, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man.
Do you feel like the piece of shit that you look like? Why don't you get your fucking raggedy ass over to Mount Vernon, Ohio and go to Lucid Float Spas? Tell them the biscuit sent you. Tell them, and they'll probably give you half off on your first float. That's like $30 off. You won't find a better bet. If you can find a better bet, take a better bet, but there isn't a better bet. That's Lucid Float Spas in Mount Vernon, Ohio. A state-of-the-art float tank center and massage parlor? Can you call it massage parlor? He doesn't jerk you off. No hand jobs. And that's the only ad read for today. You guys will be shocked to hear this, but Big Rand is here for 3 weeks in a row. The fishing must be bad in Michigan. How you doing, Big Rand?
Feeling pretty good. I watched maybe the second best movie I ever made last night.
Don't tell me.
If you can guess this movie, I'll never fucking speak to you again.
Ooh, damn. Maybe the second.
There's no way.
You saw it at the movie theater on Netflix?
No. Yeah, no movie theater. No Netflix. It's not on Netflix.
What, you were fucking watching TBS or something?
Hey.
What channel was it on?
Sci-fi.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. How many Baldwins were in it?
Zero.
Does it have like an animal in it?
What kind of fucking question is that?
So for sure it has an animal. I don't know. What is it?
I don't know if there's a fucking animal or not in it.
What? Well, I mean, is it like Sharknado? That's an animal.
Oh no, yeah, not Sharknado. It's Escape Plan with Sly and Arnold.
Oh my god, that movie's so good.
Right?
Dude, Nash, like, burn it for me on a flash drive. It's an incredible movie.
Why is it good, though? Because it started, like, I started watching.
Oh, I'm sorry, did you say Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger in it? Yeah, why is it good?
I started watching, and I was like, oh my god, why, this fucking
why are boobs good?
It just does, brother.
You know they just filmed the second one in the Mansfield Reformatory?
No, they did.
They sure did. And I forget which wrestler's in it. It might be Batista, but a professional wrestler's in it too.
Oh my goodness.
That's all he's – and they're making a new Rambo. That's all – they're just killing it. And I heard today that that Space Jam 2 finally is going to drop this summer, the trailer for it.
What is?
Space Jam 2.
Who is in it?
Well, wherever LeBron signs, they're going to drop the trailer like a week after that.
No, they're not.
I just read it, man.
You're reading fucking fake news, Fox News.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I'm usually pretty right. I know both of us definitely want to dedicate this album to Vinnie Paul and his family. Vinnie Paul, what, passed away over the past weekend on Saturday or Sunday. If you don't know,
it was Saturday or Sunday.
I think it was Sunday morning is when I found out.
Yeah.
If you don't know, Vinnie Paul is the drummer of Pantera. And if you don't know who Pantera is, you're a huge pussy and I need you to stop listening to this podcast because I don't know.
Yeah, that should be like top five things you remember. Like, what were you doing first time you heard Pantera?
And with Pantera too, they were played on the radio, but they never lost how heavy they were. They remained heavy until the day they stopped.
Well, they had like three songs on the radio ever, and that was like Walk,
Becoming,
and maybe broken.
Yeah, and Revolution is my name was on the blitz at the end too. Like,
Well, that was early night. That was like one of the later albums, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the last one, but it was whatever that Choose It or Lose It. I think it was a Choose It or Lose It champion.
Oh, yeah, you might be right there.
But for anybody that liked heavy metal or played heavy metal, Pantera was a pivotal band. And Pantera covers, like, our moms into Pantera. Like, certain songs. I mean,
they're awesome.
They're just a remarkable band, and it's, you know, obviously everyone, well, I guess I shouldn't say obviously, but what was it, 8 years ago, you know, Vinny had to watch his brother get murdered on stage. I can only imagine, one, having your brother die, but two, watching your brother get murdered on stage.
Yeah, get fucking shot in front of you.
By a psychopath at a shitty venue in Columbus. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, they went from, they never stopped. I'll give them credit for that. But, you know, in all the ways that Dimebag could have died, that isn't the best way to go out.
And he shouldn't have been playing for Damage Plan.
Right. It was still Dimebag playing guitar, though, so you know they always sold out.
Yeah.
And eventually they would have gotten back together, Pantera would. Just, if Guns N' Roses did it, Pantera would have done it.
So well, that, just like
we were robbed of that.
Vinny was recently with, what, Hell Yeah?
Yeah.
And that's the lead singer from Mudvayne?
I think so. So he passed away like Saturday morning, then, because Brennan was over here Saturday night. Trying to play Hell Yeah, and I couldn't do it.
I like that Alcohol and Ass song. That's about it.
They had the one album where David Allan Coe was the singer. And
the super band. They were like, there was a bunch of other people in it. I can only think of the Mudvayne singer, though.
I think they had a dude playing bass named like Dougzilla or something fucking ridiculous. Like, straight out of Saskatoon, Dougzilla fucking works with fourth line voice. But, yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I would assume, you know, he probably wasn't living the healthiest lifestyle, and I'm sure he struggled with a lot after watching Dimebag get murdered. So he passed away. He wasn't very old, only like 51 or something like that in his home in Las Vegas. So this episode goes out to Vinnie Paul for sure. Double bass fucking legend. All right, where do you want to start? You want to start at these trades? You want to start at the draft? You want to start at the Hockey Hall of Fame? You want to start at the free agents? Where do you want to go? I got
wherever you want.
All right, we'll just get the – we didn't talk about the Mike Hoffman trade. It dropped the next morning after we recorded last week?
Yeah.
After we, you know, discussed all the bullshit that's going on with him and his lifelong fiancé and
– yeah. And where he would go, and if they would keep him, or
right. So he ends up getting traded to San Jose, and then San Jose must have had a fucking trade just waiting in their pocket, because what was it? An hour later, they trade him to Florida.
Maybe not even an hour.
Maybe not. I know. I was like listening to podcasts, and I have like the notifications on for like trades, and it was just like, bloop. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? Who now?
I had both of them up on my phone still. So when I scrolled down, it said both of them. That's how fast it was.
Yeah, it was within an hour for sure. And what's fucked up is general manager of Ottawa, Dorion, said, you know, I will not trade my players in division. And then the Sharks end up trading them back. I think that's fucking hilarious. Like, oh, well, we will. And the Sharks made out like bandits in this trade.
Yeah.
Because what, the Sharks end up getting four draft picks and Cody Donaghy?
Yeah, and did they give up Mikhail Bodker and
Bodker and Bergman go to Ottawa.
In a 2026 rounder.
Right, and Bodker's never really panned out like they wanted him to. I don't really know much about Bergman. I think he's been in the mines he's playing.
Yeah, defensive prospect.
So, you know, the report's out on him. We'll see what happens with him. I know I wouldn't be stoked about going to fucking Ottawa right now. That's for damn sure.
No.
Especially, I don't imagine Erik Karlsson signs there. No matter if they got rid of Hoffman or not, I just don't see him. It's a toxic situation. It seems like it's time to maybe move on to the next chapter of his career. But maybe he likes it there, too. I don't know. If I were him, I'd get the fuck out of Ottawa.
Yeah. I mean...
And I think the Sharks traded their fifth-round pick from this year, too, because I saw they had...
Yeah, fifth-round pick, yeah.
But I think they traded the fifth-round pick because I was looking at draftsite.com and I saw they picked Jesper Weatherby as center for that fourth-round pick, but I didn't see a fifth-round pick for them.
They dealt Hoffman, 18th, 7th round. Panthers gave up a 4th and 5th round picks.
Okay. Well, like I said, I can't see...
2019 second round.
Yeah, 2019 second round, and then a 5th round in 2020. Then yeah, a 4th and a 5th this year. But I can't see who the second pick was.
Oh, who they picked, you mean?
Yeah, I see the Jesper kid from the 4th round, but I don't see a 5th round kid. So I don't know if they traded or if they got another fourth-round pick or what the hell they did with that.
Yeah, I think he needs to leave, though. It's diseased. I mean, your wife is filing order of protection against your former players' wives and shit. Like, you got to get out of there.
And now you're going to have to play that guy's team. How many times you played in division? 4 or 5 times?
So how many times do you play the division's teams?
Yeah, is it 4 or 5?
I mean, 4 or 5 would probably be, I mean, that's somewhere in there.
Right, so she's going to have whatever kind of stress that brings upon when this bitch, not saying that she traveled to Ottawa, but I mean, if what they're saying about her is true, of course she would.
Yeah, I mean, she has a, what's it called?
Restraining order.
Yeah, order of protection against her. So, I mean, technically, how close can she even go to the games if she's too close to Melinda Carlson?
I don't know how that works. It's like a professional setting, so I don't know how that would work. I'm sure she was happy when they saw that she was going to San Jose, because that means you only see them twice a year, and that's on the other side of the fucking, in a different country, and on the other side of that country.
I think for everyone's sake and your wife's sake, the relocation might do you some good.
Yeah, and I don't think Ottawa's winning anytime soon. And it, Carlson's kind of like the situation with Ovi. You always want to see the best players win. At least I do. I mean, and he got so close to taking that team and that system run, you know, ultimately losing in an incredible Game 7 against Pittsburgh. I mean, that game was one of the best hockey games still to this day.
Broussard was playing lights out last year in the playoffs. They had the pieces last year to pull it off and didn't.
2 years ago now, bud.
Yeah, well, I consider that this year is still this year.
Yeah, I guess that works. So, in that one, I think Ottawa wins just from getting rid of Hoffman because you had to. Florida gets a decent player. I mean, Mike Hoffman's really good.
Yeah, ugly off-ice issues.
The Sharks clear up a bunch of cap space, you know, to try to make a run at Tavares and or Eric Carlson. So I think really all – I mean,
I thought they would get Ilya Kovalchuk with all that cash.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to. But when you're Ilya Kovalchuk, you have San Jose or LA. I mean, really a no-brainer.
They're both in California.
Booze in California. Trees in California.
Both in Russia, I imagine.
Now, you're a big Russian guy. I think
I like Russian players.
I know you do. I don't think Kovalchuk's... Why the fuck is he even coming back?
Well, he's only 35.
That's so old.
In hockey and professional sports, that's old. But something he's done the last, like, all right. So they only play 60 games in the KHL.
Right. And it's not as physical in the KHL either.
So he just took like a has it been 4 years?
I was just about to ask you how long it's been.
It's been somewhere around there, so I mean, he just basically took a fucking break.
And we saw at the Olympics that he can still play.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing.
And I'm assuming he had to pass some kind of drug test to be there. So, I'll say he's clean.
Yeah.
I think the only reason to come back is one, money.
He left in 2016, so.
It's only been 2 years, huh?
It's been 3-4 years.
So I think either money is a reason, and maybe he has something to prove. But I keep seeing is people saying that they don't even think he'll stay all year.
And that would make me so sad. I don't want to see that shit happen. I want to see him come in. I mean, worst comes to worst, he's a power play specialist, because when you get him on the ice, say he's not as fast as he is. He's 35. He can't be as quick as he was when he's 28. That's just fucking science. So now he becomes a power play specialist, and I mean, he could be dangerous for a team. When you have an advantage and he's on that 5-on-4, that's someone you want on your team. He's still fucking really good. I just don't think he can skate as fast as he once was.
Well, I mean, he did just get the MVP of the Olympics, so he's not a fucking... He's playing just as good a hockey as he ever has.
Yeah.
And you get him on a power play with Doughty and fucking Anze Kopitar, he really just kind of has to facilitate there.
That's my point with being the power play situation. I mean...
And I think, this is my opinion, that Vegas doing as well as they did, woken a beast in L.A. And I think L.A. is going to come out fucking dick slinging hard next season.
But he can pass lights out, too. He's not just this a fucking scorer. I mean...
Because what, Jonathan Quick was like the least amount of goals given up last year. Like, he had phenomenal numbers. They just would lose stupid games like 1-0.
Yeah.
But so you're adding a guy that can give you more pucks in the net, really.
Yeah. And like I said, worst comes to worst, you know, he's not as great as he was, but he can still be a huge asset on the power play.
I think you got to get rid of Dustin Brown if you're LA. Somehow, some way, get rid of Dustin Brown.
His issue was with coaches when he was here the first time.
I didn't think he'd sign with LA. I'll be honest. I didn't see LA. I'm not surprised now because it's LA, but I didn't think it would be LA. I don't know where I thought he would go, but I didn't think it was going to be LA.
No, I really thought he was going to San Jose.
Now, San Jose, God damn it, San Jose. Let's just, I was going to go to the Grubauer trade, but I want to get to Tavares now because we're on it. So Tavares is meeting with six teams.
So what?
What?
You were cutting out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I said I was going to go to the Grubauer trade, but I'm going to jump to Tavares real quick.
Oh, okay.
So Tavares is meeting with six teams. Bruins, Leafs, the aforementioned San Jose Sharks. Yes. Dallas Stars, which there's no fucking way Dallas Stars can afford him. How are you going to pay Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, Klingberg, and Jonathan Tavares? Someone's going by. Like, there's no way you can pay all those guys.
If they make Jason Spezza's $7.5 million cap hit through the season.
Disappear?
Hits through the 2020 disappear. Then Sagan needs a new contract next summer, which means the Stars could have an upward of $30 million tied up in three forwards. But they can make the money work. Which, I mean...
What's Bishop owed?
I don't know. This just talks about getting Spezza's contract through. If they can get his contract through, they can make the money up.
Through what? So trade Spezza somewhere?
No, I know they need to make that cap hit this season on his $7.5 million.
What the fuck does that mean?
Or Martin Daniels hit through 2020. So they need, I don't know. I don't understand that. It says cap hit through this season or Martin Hansel's $4.75 million hit through the 2020 disappear for this season. So maybe they need to get rid of Martin.
They got to get rid of one at Spezza or Martin have to go?
Yeah.
Or both?
Yep.
And I think if you look at Dallas, one, they drafted really well this year. Two, they drafted really well the last 2 years before that. So if you're ballsy enough, you bring up Jake Oettinger, which I think is going to be a fucking beast in the NHL, and you at least start to get him some time this year behind Bishop to see how he does, and maybe get Bishop's fucking ass out of there too. So then you have an entry level goalie coming in who would make what, $700,000 K?
Yeah. So I mean, I don't see him go.
There's no way he goes to Dallas. I think
their biggest thing right now is the fact that it's a no income tax cost of state.
There's no income tax in Texas, right?
Yeah.
And Florida. So that's why he's visiting Dallas and Tampa Bay, because he's smart. That's just like, see, I wouldn't have been surprised if Ilya Kovalchuk would have went to Florida, because the Russians, I wouldn't be surprised if Panarin ends up in Florida and Miami. Russian, out on the beach, fucking sucking dudes' dicks, fucking no income tax.
Yeah.
Short shorts, fucking tan in his eyes. He's got that little weird dog. If you're a Russian, Miami's like, you know, gold, fucking dance music, vodka.
I agree.
It's what Russians think of as American, like America, is Miami.
Yeah, basically.
You know what I mean? Like Scarface and fucking
Disneyland.
Is Disneyland in Miami?
No, but it's fucking close to, I mean, close.
I don't think that's true.
How close is Orlando? I don't know.
I don't know. I've only been in Florida once.
At least a fucking drive.
Yeah, I would think so. I think they might be on total opposite sides of Florida, though. Like Gulf Orlando. Side, coast side. But it's not a wide state.
I know Orlando's pretty deep in it.
Who do you think out of those six you'll see Tavares sign with? And he's looking at a shit ton of money coming his way. I don't think the Sharks can afford him. I don't think the Stars can afford him. So I think those two are out. I don't think the Leafs are willing to give up all the people that they'll have to get rid of. Bozak, Van Riemsdyk, they'll have to drop like three or four guys to be able to sign him. But they want him hard. Obviously, the Leafs are doing whatever they possibly can.
Islanders.
You think he signs back in the Isle?
Yeah.
I don't.
They can give him 8 years and $88 million, giving him the second highest cap behind Connor McDavid's 12.5.
Damn.
So he can be the second high-paced player if he goes back where he's been.
I saw the Sharks can offer him, what, seven? Seven, where seven?
Where he wants to bring a cup. I mean, the dude bleeds blue and orange. I mean,
I don't think he does. I think that's bullshit.
I do.
If I were him, I'm heading over to Boston or I'm going out to San Jose. Or why not go to Tampa Bay? Why not go to fucking Tampa Bay?
The list I'm looking at says 2-1 odds, Islanders, 3-1 San Jose, and 7-1 Tampa Bay, 10-1 Toronto, 12-1 Stars, 15-1 Nashville, 20-1 Bruins.
I haven't even heard Nashville on the list yet. That's news to me.
Well, everyone's trying to get his ass.
Did you see he denied Montreal a visit? He said, no, I'm not fucking coming to visit you guys. I love that they're just like such this like cherished prize franchise, and they're just a rolling bag of shit right now.
The Sharks would have to pay a lot of forwards.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, maybe you sign Tavares and you don't sign Jumbo Joe.
Who is a free agent?
Yeah, he's unrestricted right now. Or you say, hey, Joe, we have a Vander King. We have Joe Pavelski. We have Logan Couture. We have, what's his dick? What's his name? Fuck. Son of a bitch. It's like with an M. Motherfucker. Sharks. Big foreign fucking dude.
Big foreign dude that starts with an M. Could be anyone.
Meyer? Oh, my God.
Martin Jones?
Yeah, Martin Jones. No.
Mark the fucking Vlasic Pickle?
No, I like Vlasic. I like Jones. I like fucking
Thomas Hurdle.
Thomas Hurdle helped me get second place in the Unhealthy Biscuit Fantasy League this year. Late pickup.
All right, I mean, I'm pretty sure I just named all their best players. So I don't know.
There's like another guy, like Meyer. Meyer something?
I can't think of anyone.
He was young. He might have even been a rookie this year.
Martin Jones?
Oh, fucking Christ. All the Biscuit Babies listening right now are just screaming while they're drinking and driving. Fucking Oscar Meyer, man. Just pull up the roster and look it up. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. I like Vlasic Pickle is one of my favorite guys.
Oh, it's what I get. I got it. Martin Jones.
I just said that.
Joke.
Timo Meyer!
Timo motherfucking Meyer! I said Meyer like seven times. I knew it was something like that. Timo Meyer, fucking boss. And I think Timo Meyer and Thomas Hurtle are both UFAs at the end of the year. The time to win is now, San Jose.
Maybe you're talking about Jonas Donsko.
Donkey Dick, I love him too. Donskoy, he's great. Do they have a... They got rid of Martin though, didn't they? Bearded Martin?
Paul Martin?
Yeah.
I think so. Though. I think they bought his contract out.
Which?
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent.
He is right now?
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll have him back. Which I'd like to see him back on the team too, especially if they made another run just because he's put his time in and fucking had his face punched his whole life. But I don't think it's Islanders because I think Tavares wants to win, and I don't think they have the – unless Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz know something, which I obviously they know more than I know. So if they're like, hey, bud, we're getting Carter Hutton too, like – or, you know, there's a deal to get some kind of goaltending there because they have the fucking offense. I mean, they were a fucking coon's toss away from a fucking playoff spot this year, weren't they, until the end of the season.
Yeah. 2 years ago, they were in the cup.
2 years ago, the Islanders were in the cup?
Oh, no. I was thinking San Jose.
Jesus Christ. No, if I had to pick my playoff predictions right now today, I would have my favorites out of the West would be the Sharks and the LA Kings. I'm not even lying.
Yeah, Vegas is probably getting last in the conference.
I'm real worried about them.
They're going to have some type of hangover, I'm telling you.
They've got a lot of guys they have to sign to. I think they offered William Karlsson $1 million to stay for a year this year, and he was just like, laughed. Obviously, they lowballed their first offer, but...
Well, I know David Perron is a...
UFA. James Neal, UFA.
Yeah.
So you lose one of those two guys, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
They didn't really have any draft picks this year. All their draft picks come in the next couple years when the whole draft's going to be Vegas.
Yeah, whatever they had this year, there's some type of glue holding all that together.
Derek England. And Fleury just played one of the best years of his life.
Yeah, he played pretty well.
And when he was hurt, they had eight string goalies winning games.
Yeah, dudes that didn't want to lose for some stupid fucking reason.
I mean, Malcolm Subban was good in Vegas.
Yeah.
So they had something going on out there. It'll be very interesting. I wouldn't pick them to go to the playoffs. And every time I pick against them, except for the cup, they win. So, I mean, but I just don't see it happening.
They're going to suck.
I think so. I do think so. So you think Tavares goes to the Islanders. I think he's going to go to the Sharks. Hopefully one of us is right.
I think he's staying in New York.
If so, they got to get a goalie.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way, you got to get a fucking goalie. Speaking of goalies, your buddy Grubauer from Washington Capitals got traded, along with your other buddy, Brooks, the oldest man in the NHL, Orpik.
Yeah.
To the Colorado Avalanche for a second-round pick.
So
yeah, which is kind of nuts to me how that works.
Well,
like,
well, listen, they just cleared up $5.5 million because you know Colorado wanted Grubauer, right? So Washington was probably like, yeah, we'll give you Grubauer, but you're going to have to take Brooks Orpik and his $5.5 million too.
Yeah.
So that clears up room for the Capitals to do what they just did and re-signing Carlson, which was massive. I mean, that's the biggest signing that you're going to see this offseason. Is Carlson staying? Carl. Huh?
Yeah, Carlson's.
Yeah. Carl, good to see you.
Well, you know what I like about the Orpik trade situation?
What?
Is that Joe Sakic wasn't fucking around.
No, he's not playing fuck around anymore.
He told him the day that they traded for him that he's buying him out and he's going to let him be a free agent. And he said, I'm sure that he won't have an issue getting added to another team.
All Orpik?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
so he's not going to be in Colorado.
No, they bought him out.
Which is a good move. Which is a good move for Colorado. They don't need him.
Yeah. Nope. And I mean, Orpik's like, or Grubauer's 26.
Yeah, but he could have one of those Scott Darling things too, where starting is way harder. But he deserves the right to play for a starting spot, and he's going to get that opportunity in Colorado. And Colorado's got a lot of fucking – I mean, Tyson Berry's a stud if he stays. Eric Johnson. I think it's Travis Yost. Obviously, McKinnon. There's a lot of talent in Colorado right now.
Yeah. Maybe Sakic finally gets this rolling.
It seems that way, especially, if McKinnon gets close to another 100-point year, I don't know how they don't. Really cool, who the Capitals got with their second-round pick at 47th spot was Cody Clark, son of Wendell Clark.
Nice.
Yeah. Doesn't play like his dad, but that's still really fucking cool. Fun fact, Cody Clark was a part of 14 other NHL players that are sons of former NHL players.
Nice.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so for that trade, I think I love it for Colorado, and I love it for Capitals because they cleared up $5 million and they get Wendell Clark's son.
Yeah, I'll have to look up Wendell Clark's son after this.
Yeah, he played for the Ottawa 67s. Completely different player than his dad, but I'm sure he has that compete level in him. And obviously, you go second round to the Capitals, you're pretty fucking good at hockey. I'm excited to see him. I'm sure he'll be one of those developed guys. See him in a couple of years, and maybe something will snap in when he gets to the pros, and he'll just start fucking laying waste to fools like his dad did.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It'd be awesome. Another trade, which is a fucking crazy trade, going off the rails on a crazy trade, Dougie Hamilton and Michael Ferland go to the Hurricanes of the Carolinas for Noah Hanifin and Elias Lindholm.
Yeah.
And the Canes get Adam Fox, too. Homeboy from
Adam Fox.
And Adam Fox is a fucking stud. World Junior fucking God. Fucking a Harvard beast. Dougie Hamilton has more points than I think Hanifin, Ferland, and Lindholm added together.
Nice.
Something crazy like that. But from what I've been reading, it was like it's kind of like an Ottawa situation where like owners didn't like Dougie Hamilton or like the locker room was all fucked up in Calgary. Which makes sense because they should have been better than they were last year. They disappointed me highly last season.
Yeah, I don't know. Hanifin played at Boston College with Johnny Hockey, so now they're teammates again.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think about that connection. And they'll be playing on the fucking ice all together, like all the time.
Yeah, and he played summer hockey, like on USA Hockey, like national teams growing up with Matt DeChuck too. So
I like Calgary, man.
Maybe the three youngins between DeChuck, Goudreau, and Hanifin can maybe them playing together will make them play better together. I don't know.
Yeah, and I thought Lindholm had a very productive season last year for the Hurricanes. So I think he'll be good. And I think this is, you know, there's always that thing where a team has to win or lose the trade. I think the three trades we just mentioned, I think all the teams came out of it with what they wanted and what they needed. So it's been like a win-win. And that happens in hockey quite a bit. Like the Seth Jones trade with Ryan Johansson, that worked out for Nashville and Columbus very well.
Yeah, I think that one is, I mean, Dougie Hamilton had like,
I think
17 goals last year.
Leading goal scorer, I think, as far as defensemen go.
I mean.
And, of course, he didn't score one goal until I cut him from my fucking fantasy team, and then he became a fucking golden god.
So, that's a hard one. This is a hard one to pick who won the trade.
See, I don't think you need to. I think it's and the Canes get Dougie Hamilton. Ferland was great, and if Adam Fox is half of what he's supposed to be, well, that's a second or third line or second or third pairing defenseman.
Yeah.
And he's from America. So yeah. Dougie's American too, isn't he? Did he play BU?
I'm not sure where, if he played.
I think he might be a BC dude, Boston College. I'm not sure, though.
You're probably from fucking Canada.
Yeah, probably. But, and then if you're Calgary, and there was a problem with Dougie Hamilton, there was a problem in the locker room, it's one of those things where, you know, you kind of peel the Band-Aid off and it's time to heal and start, you know, maybe the young dudes in the room were starting to take over and Dougie Hamilton wasn't into that. You know, there's always things like that. Because Keith Tkachuk was on Spittin' Chiclets last week and they were saying, like, he said he woke up at the hotel one night and, like, you know, his son was, like, playing Fortnite with Mike Smith, like, over the internet. And I was like, so Mike Smith's just in there with the boys, you know, still wanting to be 22.
Yeah, hell yeah. Well, I mean, Dougie's only 25.
I know. I mean, he's super young, but something happened there.
I don't know. He's from Toronto, Canada. That's what happened.
Yeah. So Calgary's got Hanifin, Lindholm. I know we're both big Matthew Tkachuk fans. You can lick our sacks on that one if you don't like him.
Yeah, I think he's awesome.
I love him. Tyler Parsons, American hero.
Can't wait to watch Brady play too.
Oh my god, my heart was broken when he got picked by Ottawa. I could have cried.
Maybe they'll trade him.
I hope so. Do you see the video that Habs fan?
Maybe he'll punch someone in the face.
He for sure wants to. Did you see the video that Habs fan watching TV?
When they didn't pick Flip?
Yeah. Why? He's so bad. He rips his jersey off, you little fucking brat.
I mean, I'm kind of confused why they didn't pick Flip.
I am too!
No one still knows. I mean, no one knows.
Why wouldn't you take Zadina? Zadina could have went second.
And like I said, I was a little confused why he didn't go.
That fucking picture of that lady at the draft, like, just going...
Oh, so fucking mad.
What? I couldn't even tell you the name of the kid they picked. The kid they picked, I didn't even have him in my top 10 anywhere.
Oh, I mean, they must know. I don't know.
I suppose... Did you see the other picture from the draft of that lady's fucking snapper?
I hope Flip is... Rookie of the Year, what, for Detroit?
Yeah, did you see him doing work at development camp today?
The what?
Did you see him doing work at development camp today?
Yeah, and did you hear his interview about how he said, I'm going to do nothing but put pucks in the net because Ottawa and whoever else passed on him.
Yeah. He specifically said Montreal. He's like, I'm going to put so many pucks into their net.
Because he knew he wouldn't go on one.
Right. I mean, Ross, and we'll say this, Ross McDonald went number one, generational player.
He didn't say, I'm putting nets in Buffalo, pucks in Buffalo's net. He, like you said, he specifically said Montreal, then said Ottawa.
Because who had the second pick? The Hurricanes, and they got that Shvechnikov?
Yeah, so I mean, yeah.
Well, he felt disrespected, and he's going to get a chance to play in Detroit, I think. If after watching him today, his shot is fucking phenomenal. And Detroit was one of my draft. Did you see that picture of the lady with her snapper out?
No.
There's a lady sitting on the stairs like a photographer for the NHL, and she just has no underwear on.
Nice.
It's hilarious. So one of my Detroit is one of my draft winners because they ended up getting Zadina at sixth. He fell all the way to six, and I don't know if something happened or if people just wanted centers, but I mean, they weren't planning to have him there. They were. I think if Zadina had been gone, it's one of those situations where like, oh, that's a really big talented player. We have to take him because I think they would have taken Quentin Hughes at six. They get Joe Valeno at the center, who was supposed to be like the second or third best center in the draft, and he drops to like late first round. They pick him.
Who did Montreal take?
Oh, dude, I can't even say his name. Some center, some French Canadian center. I was blown away by it.
Did they take Jesper or Konami or whatever?
Yeah, it's like Zomba Zabadibo.
Oh, no, that ain't.
It's, his name is very odd.
Let me see if I can find it here.
But, like I was saying, Detroit, then they get Jared McIsaac, who is, I think, he's the one of the kids like Merkley, who Merkley went to San Jose, but the two kids that were supposed to be high up in the first round, but kind of had like bitch fits through the season, so their stock kind of fell because you're not trying to draft a fucking Johnny Manziel on ice or something like that.
No.
So McIsaac fell, or maybe it was Regula, one of those dudes, but two big-ass fucking defensemen, and Detroit needs those very badly. And then one of the best European goalies to come out of the draft, and Jesper Elias, and a kid that everyone's really high on, they got really late too, is Ryan O'Reilly. The Islanders had a great draft, picking that Wahlstrom kid who has that famous shootout goal where he whips it around like a fucking JoJo, the Indian circus boy.
Yeah.
They got Noah Dobson, who just won the Memorial Cup and the Quebec Major Junior Cup. And I like him because he scored 69 points and he had 52 pims this year. So Dobson's a fucking interesting guy. And Bodie Wild, a guy who ended up dropping really far too, another defenseman. So they just added any young depth to the out to the island too. I liked the Dallas Stars draft, the host city. You're not a big draft watcher, are you?
I watched a little bit of, like, the first five picks.
Right. So Madonna comes out with Jamie Benn. You know, I can't believe it's 30 years since I've been picked to this city. And he looks at Jamie Benn and goes, you don't know what it's like to be on the stage on draft day. Because Jamie Benn was like a fifth round pick, and it was so fucking funny. He just roasted him. I love when like just hockey dudes or like even any athlete for that matter, like when you think they're just like really nice guys, but like deep down inside them, they're like the biggest competitive dickhead you'll ever meet in your life.
Yeah, for sure.
So they get Ty Dellandrea from Flint. It's actually the Flint Firebirds' first round pick. They got him at 13th.
Nice.
Albin Eriksson, a huge left winger, and then my boy Curtis Douglas, 6'8", 247, fucking big baby beast, went to Dallas too. So I'm excited. He's going to have to develop a little bit, but I can't wait to see him hopefully break onto the NHL one day. And then over the past couple of years, they've had Jake Ottinger, a world junior stud and goalie at, I think it's Boston University, isn't it? Because he had a good good run that his freshman year there. A little rougher of a season as a sophomore. And then Riley Tufte, a world junior, standout too. And then my last team I thought did well was the Canucks, you know, getting Quinton Hughes at seventh. They drafted really small because Jet Wu and Tyler Madden, Wu being a defenseman and Madden being a right winger, are all small, but it kind of seems...
Jet Wu from the Moose Jaw Warriors?
Yeah, it kind of seems the way that it's going. It seems like everybody's getting smaller and faster because... If I had to pick, like, being a Blue Jackets fan after that draft, I'd be like, nah, I'm done. The Fowdy kid's supposed to be really athletic, but, like, when they describe him, they're like, oh, he's really good at, like, tennis and track. I'm like, none of this has to fucking do with playing hockey. I watched his highlights. I mean, he's really fucking – he can dance in and out and fucking skate, but you're not going to be doing that shit in the NHL. So I didn't like the Blue Jackets draft. I didn't – care for it much last year. The last pick I've really liked in the last 5 years was PLD, and that's about it. Zach Werenski, obviously, too, but those were my winners from the draft. I meant to tell you, in Detroit, guess who they hired as their assistant coach?
Who?
Your old buddy Dan Bylsma.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. I did see that, yeah.
So, you know what that means. If what's-his-dick doesn't start winning, he's going to be the head coach real quick.
Yeah, they're going to pump him right in.
For sure. He's got about till December to get that shit rolling, or Dan Bylsma is going to be running that ship for now on.
Yeah, you don't hire a Stanley Cup champion as an assistant for your health.
No. That has to – Blashill's probably fucking shaking in his boots. But that's good. It's either – you've had your 3 years. It's shit or get off the pot, man. It's Detroit. You can't keep losing.
Yeah, and that's a great move by – Bylsma, like you said, because I mean he's playing long game now. Hey, I just became assistant coach to one of the better franchises in NHL history. Let me be head coach. You know?
Yeah, it's like if Blashill does and the team does well, cool. I'm the assistant coach here. If they don't, I'm going to get a chance to run the Detroit Red Wings.
Exactly. He's in a win-win situation.
Some other notable players, I like the Saron Noel, big dude, went to the Panthers. So the Panthers got a lot of young talent, and Mike Hoffman, I mean, they could make some noise depending on if Luongo can stay alive. Felt bad for Brady Tkachuk. I thought maybe he'd go at 4 or 5 or 6. I didn't think he'd get drafted at – well, he'd go 4th, right?
Yeah.
But he'll make the best of the situation. He's a fucking – he's a champ.
That dude's name is Jesper Kotkaniemi or whatever.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised – it wouldn't shock me at all if Brady Tkachuk stays at Boston College. Or does he go to BU? He's BU.
He's Boston University.
If he plays out the next 3 years in college and then does one of those Jimmy VC, Will Butcher things and just doesn't sign with Ottawa.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me one bit. If I were him, that's what I would do. And then I'd go play anywhere else.
I mean, he's definitely playing for Boston U next year, right? I mean,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He should. You might see him come up at the end of the year, but I don't know. I mean, maybe not. And he's fucking awesome. I can't wait to see him. He's going to be better. He's not going to – can't be better than Keith, but he's going to be – he's going to be fucking good.
Casey Middlestadt didn't play a single game all year, right? Or did he after the end of the season?
He did at the end of the year. The last, like, you know how the college kids are starting to play, like, the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, maybe he'll pull one of those.
But I think that that leaves you ineligible for the following year. So if you do that, you have to be ready to join Ottawa full-time. Yeah. Because once you make a penny playing hockey, you can't go back to college.
Which I think is so dumb.
It is. It's retarded.
I think it's dumb in every sport. Like, you enter the NBA draft and you can't go back to college basketball. Like, why? Why can't I go fucking back and play? There's no reason why.
None whatsoever.
And it's like that sport. I think they even do it in baseball. You have to, if you are playing for the Tennessee Volunteers, play one game in Atlanta, next thing you know, you're in their farm system. Like, you no longer can just go back to college. It's stupid.
Well, if you went and played junior, you couldn't come back. Or if you were in Canada and played junior first, you couldn't come and play American hockey. You had to make that decision right then and there.
Jeez. See, but why? Like, why can't I just continue to play hockey?
Especially now, like, it's outdated.
I'm eligible. I'm eligible.
And if someone good comes, you're making money off of them. Why the fuck do you care?
I don't get it. It really makes zero sense why.
The only smart thing that LeVar Ball dude ever said is, like, he wants to create that league for kids that come out of high school that can go play and make money instead of going to college.
They're already doing it.
That is official?
Yeah.
Good. What is it? Is that the G League, or is that what the NBA changed the D League to?
The G League is what you want to be if you're trying to get to the NBA outside of college.
So why not let high school kids go to the G League?
He's paying these kids to play in this JVA league, paying them money, and giving them percentages off merch.
Good. I'd fucking go do that. Now, the only thing is, if the NBA doesn't respect it, then you're kind of fucked.
Well, they're not going to, because NCAA is where all the money is.
Yeah, but the NBA doesn't owe the NCAA anything, unless they're getting money under the fucking table somehow, which wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, to be honest, that could legitimately... The JBA has four teams. Tell me that league doesn't have 20 teams in 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends.
Yeah, that's either the future, or he's going to lose just because the NCAA is a $1 billion business.
Right. But I think it'll be all right, because I think people are getting hip to the NCAA just ripping kids off.
Oh, yeah. Especially the basketball kids.
He's got to have... You can't have teams like that are really lame, though. It can't be like, it's got to be like respectable jerseys. Like,
yeah, this year they're all the Ballers. I think you're the LA Ballers, the Dallas. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Already, I hate that.
But the NBA is like something where an 18-year-old kid can translate. You can't be 18 and play fucking NHL hockey or NFL. I mean, you could play baseball. You could probably play basketball.
Yeah, you're not being an 18-year-old quarterback. It's not happening.
No. I mean, it's a different style of sport, just like hockey.
You can do it. I mean, look at Connor McDavid. You can do it.
Oh, yeah. It's very possible. But it's possible for... I mean, Maurice Clarett could have played football. He's 18. He's a fucking grown man.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Maybe my favorite player to be drafted went to Calgary. Martin Pospisil. Have you heard of this guy?
Martin Pospisil?
Pospisil. Pospisill.
Went to Calgary?
Yes. This fucking guy had 253 penalty minutes and 49 games in the United States Hockey League last year.
Damn.
He was ejected from a game 14 different times in those 49 games.
When did Calgary have a draft pick?
Second round. Maybe even third. He was their first pick, though. But if they can get Pospisil to play and Josh Healy, who played at Ohio State, who was a fucking monster, they'll have the toughest team in hockey. And I'm just be watching Flames, because Tkachuk's going to go around pissing people off. Healy and Pospisil are going to take care of them. It's going to be so fucking fun to watch Calgary Flames. They're my favorite Canadian team, I think. I said it.
Their first pick was the 105th pick, Martin Pospisil.
Yeah.
I'm calling him Pospisil.
Well,
he played for Sioux City.
Sioux City Sarsaparilla.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I actually got to talk to him the other day. I was just like, dude, just keep going. Fucking, he is a really nice guy. I was like, just keep playing hockey the way you are. He's going to St. Lawrence to play college hockey, so he's obviously not going to be able to be as physical. But I hope he just throws caution to the wind and just fucking keeps dominating people.
Nice.
So the NHL salary cap went up. I'm not sure from what to what, but it's more money now, okay?
Yeah.
And of course, when that happens, you have the NWHL women players start to complain about the money. And I just want to say this, and
I don't care anymore. I talked about it last year. I'm not talking about it again.
I just want to say a quick thing, because I know we've talked about that. It seems like the only thing that comes out of that league now is this complaining about money. Like, at some point, you got to fucking put your head to the grindstone and start just playing hockey and quit worrying about what you're. It's not the NHL. The NWHL is not the NHL. I mean, there's maybe 1,000 people at a game, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I'm just saying that the facts that 18 to 20,000 people and 1,000 people, there's a difference. The merch is different. It's just a different game.
The salary cap went up $4.5 million.
Right, which is a shit ton of money, which is probably more money than all the players in the NWHL make together.
Which is great for the NHL because they're obviously growing.
Right, exactly. And this is what the NWHL has to realize. Like, complaining on Twitter about equality of payment or investing in the league, when there has to be an outcome, there has to be revenue from that investment. I mean, you already have the New Jersey Devils, and I think who was the other team? The New York Rangers adopted teams and are helping out. So you're already in the right direction. I think it is belittling the progress that these women are making on the ice by this constantly complaining about the money. I know it sucks. I know it's a fucking bummer, but you have to just keep putting good product out. I mean, it expanded to Minnesota this year, so you have a Minnesota Whitecaps. I wouldn't be surprised if Pittsburgh gets a team here soon. It's going well. You're starting. I mean, the women just won the gold medal. You get those women to filter back into the NWHL. You're going to get more younger girls interested in the sport. You keep growing. You quit complaining, and you just keep putting out a good product. You can't have equality of pay if there's not equality of the product. It's just not the same. I hope it is one day. I really do. But it's not right now. And that's just the cold hard facts.
Maybe the world's different now than it was, but I mean, you don't see all these super old athletes from all these sports that didn't make the money that people are making now. At some point, you have to be the pioneer.
Right, and that's what these ladies are doing, and it's awesome. In my opinion, this is what they have to start doing. If you know you're playing in New Jersey, you've got to be like, "Hey, Taylor Hall," and you've got to email this motherfucker. Can you come to a game? Can you come to a couple games in the year? And
what basketball is doing with the WNBA, they're a lot more involved.
Yeah, and the NHL is starting to. It's going the right direction. But it's if you have Taylor Hall night, if you had fucking Patrick Maroon night. I mean, you're going to get people to come. And he said, he drops the puck or something like that, says hello. People are going to come just to see that. You start doing that and you start having, I mean, the games. It's there. You just have to put asses in the seats to be able to make millions of dollars. They can't fucking poof money out of nowhere. And you don't deserve money just because you're playing professional hockey. I will not stand behind that. I hope you get it, and I hope they get there one day. But you got to stop complaining on Twitter, and you just got to start fucking playing and selling jerseys and getting TV contracts and, get a sneaker, get a fucking – there's ways to do it other than complaining on Twitter, and that's all I got to say about it.
Do you think Bobby Orr was bitching about not making enough money?
No, he was too busy fucking winning Norris trophies.
Do you think Babe Ruth and Ty Cobb and – I mean, like, some of these all-time legends in all of these sports, Jim Brown, some of these dudes that were icons and pioneers, played in shitty conditions with shitty equipment, getting shitty money. No, because they loved playing the sport. They didn't care.
And even if they did complain about it, Babe Ruth put asses in the seats.
Exactly. Bobby Orr puts fans in the stands.
That's what's got to happen. You got to start selling shit out, getting TV contracts, and making that fucking money, and you'll start to make more money. They're not going to just withhold it from you. The league's just not going to be like, oh, we made $400 million in revenue. We're still going to pay you the players the same. That would not happen. That's not realistic. You make money to fucking whatever money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they can't just pay you.
And it sucks that, like, I'll have three or four, like, big stories out of the NWHL a year, a season, and two of them are about fucking money.
So in 1967, Bobby Orr made $36,000 to play hockey.
What's that in today's money?
I don't know, but not fucking much.
Try it. Inflation, $36,000.
From 1967?
Yeah.
All right, give me a minute.
While you're doing that, your buddy Rust signs in Pittsburgh. That's a good signing for them. They're in heavy talks with Jack Johnson, which I don't know how that works for Pittsburgh. I don't know. I'm sure he'll do well in Pittsburgh. Most people do. And TJ Miller signs in Tampa Bay. We had mentioned John Carlson signs with Capitals, and they still have money where they can pay Tommy Wilson too. But there's a list of guys that are UFAs that are really team changers. I'm going to just go down them and see if you think they're going to stay or think if they're going to leave. Are you ready?
Hey, hang on. I got your calculator here.
All right. What is it?
So him making $35,000 a year in 1965 was equivalent to $250,000.
Which is a lot more.
Which is a lot of fucking money.
Because what? How much does Amanda Kessel make his season? Like 40?
Probably
$35,000. 40, yeah. It's not. But he was playing in Boston selling out the fucking Garden.
And I mean, just because of that inflation rate, that doesn't. I mean, that's not.
It's science.
Is it?
It's financial something. I don't fucking know.
Maybe they do have something to bitch about, but no, they don't. Fuck them. They're not. She's not Bobby Orr.
Maybe she will be one day, Randy.
Then she can get paid. Like
that's what I'm saying. You just got to fucking stick to it. Bobby Orr wasn't on his fucking phone saying, "I want more." It just got to keep playing hockey and keep going. Keep going. As whatever it takes, get it done. James Van Riemsdyk staying in Toronto.
Ooh. I don't know where anyone likes him at. I mean, if I was him, I would stay in Toronto.
Right. The Jets are trying super hard to keep Paul Stastny. Do you think he'll sign?
He stays. They had a great year.
I think he stays, too. I agree. Mike Green's on the list. No one gives a shit where he signs. James Neal, I think you're going to lose either James Neal or David Perron. I think one of those two for Vegas are going to sign somewhere else.
I think James Neal's gone.
Okay. I wouldn't. One of them two are.
I think he's going somewhere like you'll fucking never know, like Boston or something fucking stupid.
Jumbo Joe Thornton.
I think they do what they can.
Yeah.
If it ain't right, if the shoe don't fit, they'll get rid of him. But man. That's something they don't want to do. It's something he don't want to do.
Does he go back to Boston?
They're getting James Neal.
That'd be sweet.
I think James wants to win, so he's going to go where he wants to win.
Rick Nash.
I think gone, which I don't want to see him gone because he needs to quit putting different color jerseys on.
They're saying Columbus. I will be a Buffalo Sabres fan if he signs in Columbus this year. Swear to God. Tyler Bozak. I think depending on what happens with Tavares, it's going to just depend on what happens to a lot of these Toronto guys.
Yeah.
Riley Nash in Boston. I think he'll sign. Patrick Maroon in Edmonton. I think he's going elsewhere. Back to the Ducks, maybe.
Maybe.
Michael Grabner in New York. I think they have to sign him, right? But they're not trying to sign anybody, so what? He's not going to sign, actually.
He a devil?
Fuck, he is a devil now. You're right. Holy shit. Fuck, I'd sign in New Jersey if I could.
I think he'll stay in New Jersey.
Thomas Vanek, he's going to go somewhere else because that's what he does. I don't think Columbus needs him either. Carter Hutton, huge UFA. Where is he going to go play goalie at? New York?
Ooh, You don't think? I mean, what you think? St. Louis is? You think he's gone?
Yeah, they're gonna roll with Jake Allen for sure.
Okay.
I think he
like fuck Philadelphia or something stupid.
Well, speaking of Philadelphia, they just said that they're not re-signing Mrazek. So
I know that's what I'm saying. That's great. He's going to end up there because they're getting rid of fucking Mrazek.
So I mean, maybe Mrazek goes to New York, but I don't think that helps you out as much as you'd like it to. Jack motherfucking Johnson, heavy talks with Pittsburgh. They like a good offensive defenseman. Maybe Jack does well there. I wish Jack the best of luck. His Columbus time has come to an end. Jay Schmeagle.
Schmeagle?
He will not be a Capital.
Is he just a free agent? Is he unrestricted free agent?
UFA, baby.
Not on my list.
Plekanec, one of them do. He's gone. He's not coming back to Toronto. He's taking his turtleneck and going somewhere else.
Not gonna work here anymore.
Ian Cole, please fucking Christ, sign in Columbus, please.
He's not.
God damn it. I don't think he's going. I want him to so bad. He's so good on the team. He fucking killed it at the end of the year. I love him. He's a good Notre Dame man.
His name should be Mr. Intangible.
That's the fucking worst thing I've ever heard.
Dude, he is not going to fill up your stat sheet, but God damn it, I want him on my hockey team.
Oh, I know. He's a fucking stud. He's an old-school defenseman. He plays defense.
He does shit that you'll never see on the stat sheet, but man, he's like a fucking tight end. Like, just these dudes that do all this shit and don't get love.
Ian Cole is a guy you can tell if you like hockey, if you're watching a game with somebody and they go, oh, 26 is real good.
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever the fuck number he wears, and 23 yeah. maybe.
When he was in Pittsburgh, it was like he was one of my favorites. I was sad they got
him. He was one of the first dudes for the Penguins where I was like, man, I actually like him. You know, obviously Jágr back in the day, but I mean, there's a huge gap of time where I'm like, fuck every Penguin ever, and then like Ian Cole and Phil Kessel, I'm like, God, I kind of love these guys.
Rusty's the man, too.
Oh, Rusty, too. I mean, it doesn't hurt being a Notre Dame guy.
Yeah.
Devontae Smith-Pelly, where's he going to go? He's going to go get paid somewhere, deservingly so.
I hope someone doesn't overpay him.
No. And you have to make sure he's going to make it to the playoffs because that's the only time he's played as well as he has.
I think he's going to stay. They'll
work something out with him.
They'll underpay him in Washington.
He's kind of a hero there now, too. I mean, shit, why not?
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I think they have a better chance of talking him into a realistic contract.
Yeah. Riley Sheahan, where did he end up last year? He got traded out of Detroit to Pittsburgh. Yeah. He'll sign. Pittsburghs and the Pittsburghs. The O'Neaters, the Hollyhocks, Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
I heard they were going to try to sign him. I heard they were trying to sign him, and maybe not Kunuckel. So I that's the last I heard what they're going to do with those two guys.
Is he a Notre Dame dude?
Oh yeah.
So him and Russ are tight.
I don't know if they might have been on the same team.
I think they'll keep him. He started playing really well in Pittsburgh there. Pittsburgh has that thing about him where you can go and your whole life will change.
Yeah, like I said, last I heard they're trying to make that work with him.
That's why I sent you, Andy Picaro, and Joe Bartnick messages the other day. I said, which one of these fuckheads is going to be the guy that wins the Stanley Cup, like this third or fourth round fucking pick kid that ends up being Ryan Murray or Chris Letang or some. They draft very well.
Even Rusty and Getzel. I mean, those two, even those picks.
They develop very well there. Mark Letestu, don't care where he signs. I'm sure he wants to sign in Columbus because he lives here, but he's getting on the wrong side of his career there. And here's an interesting one. Filippula from Nashville, who's very fucking good and very underrated, and I think wherever he goes, he can really help a team out a lot. And I don't think it'll be Nashville because they have so many other fucking players.
He's not on mine either.
So I expect him to sign somewhere else. Where I don't know where. I didn't really look into where these guys will fit in very well, but that's my opinions, is if they'll sign it where they're at, and if not. One last thing of business here, Randy. Today they announced the inductees for the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And pretty fucking studly class of gentlemen going in.
Yeah, besides one idiot.
Yeah, that one, I thought I was fucking reading wrong there for a second. But yeah, Martin Brodeur.
The best goalie of all time.
Arguably the best goalie of all time. Really? I mean, what didn't he do? Is he the most wins?
Yep.
Best save percentage?
I'm not sure, but he has the most shutouts.
Most shutouts? He get
four-time Venezia.
Three cups? Two cups.
A treat of Stanley Cups.
Did they get three?
He did.
So three cups and four Veznas. But the Vezina has nothing to do with winning a Stanley Cup, I heard on the internet. Fucking morons.
Yeah, he almost has one for each ring.
God damn it. And he played forever and was good forever. I would have assumed he is already in. This has to be his first balloter, right?
Yeah, I imagine. Hi, I'm Martin Brodeur.
nice beards, boys.
Nice beards, boys.
Martin St. Louis.
Yeah,
are you a big St. Louis fan?
Fuck yeah, go fucking Martin.
Well, if you have a boy, I guess you have to name him Martin, that's for sure. Martin St. Louis, fucking Florida hockey god, game seven, fucking B, Stanley Cup champion for Tampa Bay, well deserved to be in the hall. Alexander Yakupov, one of your fucking Russian guys.
Hey, speaking of that team that won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. Torts.
The Lightning.
John Tortorella.
Yeah. Their goalie was a Russian. I can't think of his name. He's the best Russian goalie in the history of Russia. What was that fucker's name? I'll have to look it up later.
No, look it up right now. I need to know. It's not Kiprusov. Because he was in Calgary, wasn't he?
Oh, man. What year was it? 2004?
Yeah. Whoever it was, I think he won a fucking Vezina.
That's what I wanted to see, because I know he's got a fucking...
Was it...
Russian name.
Fuck me. It's not... Is it Kolzig?
Fedotokin?
Nah. That's all wrong.
Fettuccini?
He's definitely not the best Russian goalie ever.
No, that was Tampa Bay's.
Fettuccini is his name.
No. I just said it wasn't Fettuccini, goddammit.
Well, who is it?
Nikolaj Kapabulian or whatever.
Jesus Christ. That's... oh, God. I'll look it up later.
I just said it. No one can pronounce that.
Jana Hefford from the Canadian Women's Hockey League. All-time leading scorer there. Well deserved to be in.
Ready for this name?
Yeah.
Nikolaj Habibulin.
Oh, Habibulin.
Yeah.
How did you get that to say that?
Say what? That was me.
What was that, Siri?
No, it was me. I just had to really think about it before I said it.
Was it really?
Yes.
Say it again.
Nikolaj Habibulin.
No, he was very good. Gary Bettman.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why? Why not wait till he retires? This one makes no sense to me. This is so fucking lame because it's going to take some of the shine from Willie O'Ree, who is finally inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame, the first black player to ever play in the NHL.
Yeah.
Should have been in years ago. Doesn't matter. He's finally in. He's alive to see it. They said today he was pacing by his phone and, you know, just laughing and crying as soon as they called him. Very happy for him, his family, and anybody that's a fan of the history of the game. I know Shane Guilfoyle met him on an airplane and fucking Willie O'Ree just pulled out like a card of Willie O'Ree, signed it for him, was like, here you go, bud. Like, just a fucking champion. Does a lot for the game. That's the shining spot of this induction class is Willie O'Ree for sure. Gary Bettman, what the fuck? And it's going to be a bummer to see him get booed at the Hall of Fame because that seems super unnecessary.
Who?
Bettman.
Why? I would be booing him if I was there.
They booed him at the fucking draft when he's talking about Humboldt, though. That was super classless.
Fuck him.
Well, we didn't go over the award winners. We'll do that next week. It doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit anyhow.
Did you mention the woman?
Yeah, Jana Hefford. All-time leading scorer in Canadian women's hockey.
I probably wouldn't pay attention.
You're trying to say Hobby Boulin, I think. any fuckboys this week? Mine is the Dallas fans at the draft for booing Bettman while he's talking about Humboldt. That sucked.
Yeah, he should let the Humboldt situation, they should have let that go. But
yeah,
I believe in booing Gary Bettman.
Yeah, well, I believe in booing Jeff Carter. There's people to boo. I can dig it, man.
Jeff Carter.
All right, Big Rand, good to have you on as always. Great show. You can find us at – where can they find us, Big Rand? That should be interesting.
BiscuitPodcast@twitter.com.
iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn. You can ask your Alexa to play us if you're creepy like that and have one of those in your house.
Buzzsprout.
We got a lot of big guests coming up, a lot of big shows. It never stops here. We don't take any fucking time off because that's for pussies. All right. Love you guys. Bye.